Thank you to our sponsors. The Gemara on Nuntes Amud Aleph has a klal that any mitzvah that was nemra l'bnei Noach v'nishnas b'Sinai, l'zeh u'l'zeh nemra. That any mitzvah that was given over to the bnei Noach and repeated at Matan Torah or post-Matan Torah, that mitzvah is binding on both bnei Yisrael and bnei Noach. So the Gemara has two questions on this klal. The first question of the Gemara is from Mila. We're not going to discuss that today. The second question of the Gemara is from Puruvu. Ask the Gemara. Vay Puruvivya, Shnemra Levnei Noach, Techsiv, Va'atem Puruvu, Vinishneis Besina. Because as Lech Emor Lahem Shuvalachem Alechem, Lisol Nemra Levnei Noach. The Gemara says Puruvivya is an example of a mitzvah that was given over to the Bnei Noach and it was repeated at Har Sinai. And nevertheless, the Gemara assumes, somehow, we'll see in Tosis, the Gemara assumes that the mitzvah is only binding on Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Noach. Doesn't that go against the klal of Nemra v'nishneis Bahar Sinai is Lazel is a Nemra? This seems to be a mitzvah that was Nemra l'Bnei Noach v'nishneis b'Sinai. Nevertheless, it's only binding upon Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no. Hahu l'chol davar shebimin zarech min yachal atir hu da'asa. When it says, Leichem or lehem shu lechem aleichem, there was a separate intent of the Torah not to repeat the mitzvah to make it binding upon Bnei Noach. Rather, it was to teach us the din of Davar Shebiminyan, Tzarech Minyan Achala Hatiro, Ayin Tesis, and the parallel Tosin Beitza for a discussion about the parameter of Davar Shebiminyan, Tzarech Minyan Achala Hatiro. But what emerges from the Gemara is that Bnei Noach are not mitzvah on the mitzvah of Peruvu. And Mikoach this Gemara, the Maharsha in Chagiga asks what seems to be a bamba on Taisus there. The Gemara there in Chagiga quotes, the Gemara quotes a machlokas in Chagiga between Beishame and Beisol. If you have a chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin, so Beishame is of the opinion that the adon is mitzuvah to be meshachra the eved so that he can mekayim the mitzvah of lo sohu v'ra'a l'shavas yitzara. Because alts the chatzi eved, he can't marry a bas chorin. Alts the chatzi ben chorin, he can't marry a shifcha. So what's he going to do? He's mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Sheves. So Beisham is of the opinion that kofin esrabo l'shachro. Beisol is maybe modal basof. But that's the shita of Beisham. So Tosis there in Chagiga asks, why does the Gemara quote the mitzvah of Sheves, which is Medivrei Kabbalah? Why did the Gemara say that Avadim are mitzvah in the midst of Puruvu? Tosis there works on the question. So Tosis has 2 days. The first day in Tosis is because the mitzvah of Sheves is more chamor. The Gemara says that we're mocher sefer Torah to mekayim the mitzvah of Sheves, not necessarily to mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. It's more chamor. So the Gemara wanted to quote the mitzvah of Sheves, but in Hanami, the mitzvah of Puruvu is binding upon Avadim, Levi Kenaini. And Tosis quotes a Yeshim Mefarshim that they're actually not mitzuva on Puruvu. And without getting into the reasoning for the Yeshim Mefarshim, Tosis is docha the Yeshim Mefarshim and says that I'll prove to you that Avadim have to be mitzuva in Puruvu because Kenaan, who was an Eved, was mitzuva in Puruvu. That's the Lashon of Tosis. That Kenaan, who was an Eved, was mitzuva in Puruvu. So frek the Marsha. A few questions on Tosis, but just we're going to focus on the last question of the Marsha. This lashon of Tosis at the end of Beis and Beis and Chagiga. The old Puruvu akulu bnei Noach ksiv af leKenan, and Kenan was an Eved. So you see that Avadim are mesuvin Puruvu. So ask the Marsha the obvious question. Davar tamuhu. Mrs. Puriv Rivya Lisrael Nemra of Lolani Noch, I mean Behadi Perakaba Misos, Vai Puriv Rivya Shnemlovani Noch, the Chsib Puriv, Vinicius Besina, Lisrael Nemra Lolani Noch, but Sarachim. What's Tosis' proof? Tosis says that the mitzvah of Puruvu has to be binding upon Avadim because it was given to Bnei Noach and Kenaan, who was an Eved, was Nichlal and Bnei Noach, so it must be that Avadim are still mitzvah and Puruvu. Frektim Arshah. Yeah, that was at one point in history, but it's Mavur and Ar Gemara that Puruvu is something that is binding. It was Nem Ravalo Nishnes Lamaskana. Right? It was Nem Ravalo Nishnes. And we know Nem Ravalo Nishnes is only binding upon Bnei Yisrael, is not binding upon Bnei Noach. So what's the Pshan Tesvis that, oh, you see the fact that the Bnei Noach were Mitzuva and Kenan was Nichlal. You see from that that Avadim are Bizman Hazeh, Mitzuva and Puruvu. What do you mean, says the Marsha? That was at one point in history when Bnei Noach were Mitzuva, but Bizman Hazeh, where the Mitzvah was taken away from Bnei Noach and only binding upon Bnei Yisrael, what's the Makar, what's the Raya that Avadim and Evi Kenani is Mitzuva and the Mitzvah of Puruvu? That's the Marsha's Kasha on Taisus. Everyone hear the Kasha? Okay, so the different Teirus in the Mishnah Melech has a Teirus over here in Hilchos Melech and Parak Yud. So the Turi Evan has an Arichas over there in Chagiga. He has a bunch of kashas on Tesis. He says a pshat. I don't think he's saying this pshat to, for and for Tesis, but it his yesod is a yesod that would explain what Tosis means. And the Turi Evan says as follows. What's the whole pshat in Nemra V'lo Nishnes that it's binding upon Bnei Yisrael, and not binding on Bnei Noach? So Rashi says, on Nun Tesamid Aleph, Rashi says in a few places, that the pshat is, that once the Torah was given, the Bnei Noach lost their Kedusha, with respect to being obligated in that mitzvah. Their Kedusha was lower. Where's Lashon Rashi?
So
that's why by Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi says again later on by Bnei Noach as well, that it's an inyan of Kedusha. That when the Torah was given, Bnei Noach lost their Kedusha to be chayv in the mitzvot that they were previously obligated in. Any mitzvah that was nemar v'lo nishneis. And Bnei Yisrael were niskadish to become, remain obligated in certain mitzvos and become obligated in more mitzvos, the mitzvos that were given at Har Sinai. So says the Turi Evan, when it comes to an Eved Kenayni, he did not lose his Kedusha. Adarabba, we know that an Eved Kenayni is mitzuva and mitzvos just like an Isha. Lala Miisha tells us that Avadim are mechuyev and mitzvos like an Isha, and we know that he has a partial Kedushas Yisrael, not getting into the nature of that, but an Eved Kenayni is not a regular Ben Noach. So says the Turi Evan, since that's the case, even though Bnei Noach, at the time of Matan Torah, lost their Kedusha with respect to being obligated in the mitzvos that they were mitzuva in beforehand, an Eved Kenayni never lost that. He retained his obligation in the mitzvos that were given beforehand and not repeated at Har Sinai. Yeah.
But an Eved Kenayni before Matan Torah didn't have those mitzvos because Adon wasn't Yisrael. Like, isn't it an Adon who's Yisrael who owns an Eved Kenayni? The Eved Kenayni is Mechuyavim. Even an Eved Kenayni who's an Eved
Kenayni. That's what I was saying, Kenayni.
Yeah.
Kenayni was a mitzvah in Peruvu. Those mitzvahs were not Machmas Kedushas Yisrael.
Right.
There was no Yisrael. So you see, says the Turi Evan, that the Kedusha that was lost by the Bnei Noach, and now they're no longer obligated, and those mitzvos is not true by an Eved Kenayni. He was actually niskadesh at Matan Torah to become obligated in more mitzvos than he was previously. So if that's the case, he didn't lose the Kedusha that he had beforehand, and he retained the necessary Kedusha in order to be chayv in the mitzvos that he was obligated even before Matan Torah. So one of those mitzvos is Puruvu. So that's the Turi Evan's pshat. I don't think he says this b'das taisis, but l'chor, that's the pshat taisis as well. Lefi the Turi Evan. Lefi, this is a gata pshat. That the Bnei Noach were mitzuva in Puruvu, and Kenan was nichlal in that obligation. So hagam that the Bnei Noach lost that obligation at Matan Torah because they lost that Kedusha, and only Bnei Yisrael were given that Kedusha to be obligated in those mitzvos, but Avadim never lost that Kedusha. Haraya, they're obligated in more mitzvos. That is the pshat of the Turi Evan. So at first glance, the Turi Evan seems to be assuming a tremendous yesod, that at least with respect to mitzvos, which were Nemra V'lo Nishnes, which there may only be one That's the Dion. Two or three examples, not too many examples of that. But the nature of those mitzvos, in terms of Klal Yisrael's obligation, is that the mitzvah was the same. It's just that different people became obligated, right? And that's the Turi Evans Diuk in Rashi. It's not that it was a new mitzvah at Matan Torah. It was the same mitzvah, just the requisite kedusha to be obligated in that mitzvah changed at Matan Torah. That the B'nai Noach, who had the requisite kedusha and were obligated in the mitzvah before Matan Torah, lost that kedusha and were no longer obligated. So our observance of the mitzvah of Puravu, potentially Mila, and Gid HaNasheh, at least according to one opinion of the Tanaim, is machmas, the initial tzivoy, machmas, the initial mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach. We just retained that obligation, as opposed to Bnei Noach lost that obligation. But it's the same mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach. That's what seems to emerge from the Turi Evans Hesber in terms of why Eved Kenayni is still obligated in the mitzvah of Puravu. If that's the case, assuming that, we can explain a few interesting things. The Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Tes Halach Aleph, writes, Al Shisha Dorim Nistavu Adam Nistavu Adam Rishon, Al Avodah Zara, Al Birchas Hashem, Al Shvichas Dam, Al Geiraiz, Al Gezel, Al Dinim, Af Pisha Kulin Hein Kabal B'Yadein Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Hadas No Dolen, Michlal Divrei Torah, Yira Shal Eilu Nistavu, Hosef Lenoach Eir Menachai, Shnemer Ach Basar Benav Shalik Damo Lo Sochilu, Nimsa Shav Mitzos, V'chein Hayadavar V'chulei, Bo Avram V'chulei, V'us Baal Shachris. So says, Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nishlama Torah Al Yada. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came along, and the Torah was completed through him. So the simple read of the Rambam is, it sounds like this Turi Evan, that there were certain, this is talking about even mitzvos that were Nemra V'nishnes, but the point is that the mitzvos that were given to Bnei Noach that we're still obligated in, but here we got, Maskim is only talking about Nemra V'lo Nishnes, but it sounds like from the Rambam that even by Nemra V'nishnes, our obligation to observe those mitzvos that were given to Bnei Noach is still Chai V'kayim. It's just that we have more mitzvos now because of our Kedusha. We were given more mitzvos, we're obligated in more things on top of the mitzvos that were given to Bnei Noach. That seems to be what emerges from the Rambam. Atcheba Moshe Rabbeinu V'nishlema Torah Al Yada. And Tosas seems to assume that way as well, because Tosas in Masechta Sanhedrin, in Arso Gan Daf Nun Vav Mem Beis, is bothered by Akasha. The Gemara says that in Mara, there were nitztave on 10 mitzvos. 7 were the mitzvos of Bnei Noach, the Shavmitz Bnei Noach, and 3 were the ones that they were Mosif, Kibud Av Ha'Em, Shabbos, and Dinim. Dinim, Shabbos, Kibud Av Ha'Em. So Tosas is bothered by Akasha. Why is it only 10 mitzvos? Lechora, there were 2 other mitzvos that they were obligated in at that point. Meaning, once they were at Mara, taking a step back, Klal Yisrael really obligated in 12 mitzvos, not 10 mitzvos. What were the 12 mitzvos? Hema, ha'ika gid ha'nashe, l'manda amr levnei noach nesar, mila shenitan l'avram avinu. Those were 2 other mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael were obligated in. I'm not sure if those are right. Hold off on the right from Tesis. Yeah, but I'm not sure why it's a raya. Why is it a raya then? Isn't Tosas just saying that Lamaisa, at that point in time, there are mitzvah and 12 mitzvahs, but not necessarily that post-Matan Torah, the reason we do it is because of the tzivoy of Avram?
why would you have to restate the seven mitzvahs? They weren't mitzvah and mara, those seven mitzvahs. They were already existing. Elamai, they restated them, and they didn't restate Mila and Geronasha. That's Tosis. That's the way the Rambam will learn Tosis. That's why he doesn't understand. He's understanding the Nishlama way of counting it, and he's asking, we left out a few. He's assuming that it means, and in the previous generations, they're mitzvah and Zayin.
Tosis is assuming that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't fully Okay, maybe we'll discuss this afterwards. I still don't fully understand why this is awry, but we'll come back to that. Okay, and there's Reb Chaim in Sefer seems to assume this way as well, because there's the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Kuf Lamed Gimel, and it has a machlokas between Abai and Ravasi whether the din of Tumas Leda and Mila Bishmini are interconnected, meaning there's only going to be a din of Mila Bishmini if there is a Leda that has Tumas Leda, Lafuke, potentially Lafuke, a Yotze Dofen. There's machlokas between Abai and Ravasi. That Abai wants to say, Abai holds that we know from the fact that Doros HaRishonim Yochichu, that Mila was given to Bnei Keturah, and there's no din of Tumas Leid on them, and nevertheless there's a din of Mila Bishmini. So to Bizman Hazeh, there should be a din of Mila Bishmini, regardless of whether there's a Tumas Leid. It's because they're hukash in the psukim, so that's why you would have thought to say that they're tulim zevizeh. Abai says no. You see from Doros HaRishonim that they're not connected. And says Ravasi, no, nitna torah nischat shahalacha. Or I forget, maybe it's Abai says that and Ravasi. I forget who says what. So the other opinion says no, nitna torah nischat shahalacha. That it could be that at one point in history that was true, but nitna torah nischat shahalacha. And once the Torah was given, now they are interconnected and tumas leida. Is a Mila Bishmini is a function of Tumas Leida. And if there's no Tumas Leida, there's not going to be Mila Bishmini. So says Reb Chaim, without getting into the details of what the Hechrei have to say this is, Reb Chaim says that the Pshat and the Machlokas between Abai and Ravasi is that everyone agrees that there are two dinim in Bris Mila. There are two reasons we're obligated in Bris Mila. There's what we call the Bris of Avram, that was given to Avram and his descendants, and we are from the descendants of Avram Avinu. And there's the Mila of Matan Torah. And says Abaye, whoever it is, the opinion who assumes that they're not interconnected, that Hagam, that the Mila that was given to Matan Torah is Tali, the Mila of Shmini is Tali on Tumas Leida, but we're still Mitzuveh in the Mila of Avram Avinu, and the Mila of Avram Avinu is not Tully on Tumas Leida. So therefore, you can have Mila Bishmini, even without Tumas Leida, Machmas the Tzivoy of Avram. Because just like Bnei Keturah are obligated in Mila Bishmini, even though there's no Tumas Leida, so we're no worse than that. We're still obligated in that mitzvah. That's what Reb Chaim explains. And the other opinion holds, Nitna Torah Nischat Shalacha, holds that no, that once the Torah was given to us, the obligation of Mila Machmas the Torah and the obligation of Mila Machmas Avram changed to be Talay on Tumas Leida. But both opinions agree that there are two separate obligations. The question is, did the new tzivoy change the old tzivoy? Or no, we have two separate tzivoyim. We have the new tzivoy of Matan Torah and the old tzivoy of Avram Avinu. They have two separate sets of dinim. But it sounds like from Reb Chaim, Leis Man de Palig, that we're still obligated in the mitzvah of Mila, Machmas, the tzivoy of Avram, that did not go away. So again, Reb Chaim seems to be assuming that the mitzvos that were Nemar Levin Noach, that we're still observing, did not go away. We're still obligated in those mitzvos. Could be that Nemar Vinishnes makes us obligated in well, this happens to be, maybe it's Nemr of Lonishness, but it makes us obligated, and we're still obligated in the mitzvah of Avram Avinu. And the Or Sameach assumes this is so as well. This, I think, Rabbi Simon's quoted earlier in the year, that the Or Sameach is working on the kasha. Why do we find sometimes in Chazal that Ketanim are nismayit from mitzvahs from dinim machmas agzeras akasev, which we spoke about in the beginning of the parak, by Pensar Amora. And sometimes the Gemara assumes that Ketanim are not b'nei das, not b'nei, they're not mechuyev in mitzvos. Machmas asvar chitzona. You don't need a pasuk to be memayit them b'foel. What's the rule? What's the starting point? The Or Sameach assumes that it depends on which type of mitzvah, which type of dinner we're talking about. We know from the Chassam Sefer, from the Achronim, that B'nei Noach don't have simanim. Simanim is halachah l'mishum Sinai that was given to B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Noach, even ketanim, as long as they're B'nei Das or mitzuva in the Shavu Mitzvah, B'nei Noach. That being the case, says the Or Sameach, if you have a katan who is a Jew, he really should be obligated in the Shavu Mitzvah B'nei Noach as long as he has Ben Das, because he's lo gara from a Ben Noach. Because the Sheva Mitzvos that were given to B'nai Noach, that we still observe, we still have that obligation, Machmas, that's Zivur. So just because you have a Ben Yisrael, who is potentially going to become obligated in more mitzvos, but right now he's not obligating those mitzvos because he's a katan, calls man that he has das, he's logar from a Ben Noach, and still going to be mitzuveh in those mitzvos. So the Or Sameach actually, he goes through a lot of the Gemara's pointing out that it works out that the Gemaras, which quote drashos to be Maik Tanim, are all mitzvos that B'nai Noach are mitzuvin. So you would have had a havamina that alts a katan, a Ben Yisrael katan, should have been obligated in that mitzvah. No, the Torah says he's pater. But the starting point was that they should be obligated in those mitzvos because the mitzvos that were given to B'nai Noach, and we're still observing, either because it was Nemra of a low nishnes or Nemra of a nishnes, that obligation did not go away. That is the assumption of the Or Sameach. But this is all against the famous Rambam Perish Mishnayos that everyone was just quoting beforehand, where the Rambam writes in the seventh paragraph of Chulin Perek Yeranasha that we know we have machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether there's Gid Hanasha by Behemet Meya. So the Rambam writes, Bezelashono. Sim libcha leklal hagadol hazeh hamuva b'mishna zu v'hu amram misinai nasar v'hu sh'at atzorech ladash shekol ma sh'anu nishar mimenu o osim oso hayom ein anu osim zos el mipnei tzivoy Hashem ayidei Moshe. Everything that we do nowadays, all mitzvos, is because of the tzivoy of Hashem given through Moshe. Lo mipnei sh'Hashem tzivoy b'kach l'navim shekadmu, not because of any prophets that preceded Moshe. Dugma l'kach, an example. The reason we refrain from eating Eivor Menachai is not because Hashem forbade Eivor Menachai from Bnei Noach from eating Eivor Menachai. Elamnation Moshe Asar Leinu Eivor Menachai B'Meshen Etzav B'Sinu Sheyishar Eivor Menachai Asar. V'chein Anu Molim B'Glal Sha'Avram Mal Esatzmo. V'chein Ein Anu Molim B'Glal Sha'Avram Mal Esatzmo V'Anshe Beis. So Elamnation Hashem Tzivanu. Alide Moshe lihimol kmo shemal Avram olav Hashalom v'chein giranoshe v'chule. So the Rambam seems to say that all of the mitzvos that we do b'zman hazeh, even if B'nai Noach were mitzuvah them, and it would make sense to say that our obligation just remained machmas that initial sivoy, says the Rambam, don't say that. Really, misinai nemra means that our obligation to observe these mitzvos is completely from Har Sinai, not from any previous obligation. So at first glance, this Rambam seems to be against what all of these Gedolei Achronim and potentially the Tosas, if I chop it, Tosas on Nunvam Veiz, seems to be assuming that there really our obligation to observe the mitzvos that were Nemer Levanei Noach is still Chai V'Kayim. It could be that there are two dinim, but it's not that the mitzvah is paka. We still have an obligation to observe those mitzvahs of the B'nai Noach, which are binding upon us. Right, from the Or Sameach, with Tanim, the Reb Chaim, the two dinim of Mila, and the Turi Evans, Havana, in the din of Puruvu by Abba Kenaini seems to be assuming that the same mitzvah of Puruvu, which is binding on Bnei Noach, we're observing Bisman Hazeh. That's when Abba Kenaini never lost that obligation.
And the Rambam himself.
In Melachim, who said that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah's Nishlama, Aladei Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mashmaus is that the Torah was completed by Moshe, but it's in addition to the seven mitzvos that were binding previously. So in terms of the Lashon of the Rambam, there are two possible ways to be Miyashi of the Rambam himself, meaning the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim with the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. And this I saw in Rabbi Adler's Sefer, beat you to it, and he mentioned this at his Shal Shizrash, I think, this pshat, that when the Rambam writes, Ashabam Moshe Benu v'nishlama Torah al yado, so nishlama doesn't necessarily mean in terms of kamus. It doesn't necessarily mean in terms of kamus, which would be the simple interpretation that we were obligated in seven mitzvahs and now we're obligated in 606 more mitzvahs. Rather, what it means, nishlama Torah al yado, is that now we're obligated in mitzvos in a complete way, machmas, the tzivoy of Hashem at Har Sinai, given to Moshe Rabbeinu, through Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not to say that in kamus we have more mitzvos that was completed. No, nishlama means that now they're all together, machmas, the tzivoy of Hashem at Har Sinai, through Moshe Rabbeinu. He quotes also, he doesn't quote it, he's mitzayin, that Rav Huttner says something similar, that nishlama Torah al yado means that now the echos of the mitzvos, they're higher quality mitzvos. Not necessarily because of the tzivoy, but the mitzvah that we observe nowadays has more kedusha to it than the mitzvos of the Bnei Noach. I think Rav Huttner writes this in one of those letters, Simon Chafei, something like that, in Igros Uksavim. But either way, it's the same point that nishlama yado doesn't mean nishlama in kamos, it means an echos. It's echos in terms of the tzivoy, echos in terms of the quality of the mitzvah, whatever the pshat is, but this is the way to resolve the Rambam with the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. But I don't know how to resolve the Rambam with the assumption of these Gedolei Achronim and potentially the Tosfos here on Nunvav and Beis. They seem to be assuming that we're still obligated to observe the mitzvos of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It happens to be that sometimes our mitzvahs are more expansive, but we still have the base level chiyuv of the Bnei Noach. Agav, that's what the Or Sameach says. That's why we're mechuyiv in Harigas Ubar. He says that's why we're mechuyiv in Harigas Ubar. We're not Chayv Misa, but that's why it's Asur Midaraisa for us, because that obligation never went away. Okay, there was a chiddush for us that we're only going to be chayav misa for a nefesh, but the base level iser can never leave. That's mi'ika midi. That's the basis for mi'ika midi. Okay. Yeah. How does the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos learn the klal of Ne'emra v'nishnes? Ne'emra v'lonishnes, because Puruvu was given to Bnei Noach, it was never repeated, so then why are we observing Puruvu?
What's this pshat? Same alderech b'sinai ne'emar alderech el shenichta b'mkomo. I mean, it's true it was said at that point in time, but it's a klal in Joshua's like suvim that if something is written at that point in time once and not repeated again, immediately you know it only applies to Israel. It's not to say al pirashi that when them and klal Yisrael came, it became the same mitzvah. He's not learning it as such a lamda shaklal. It's a klal on how to darshan which mitzvahs apply to Noach and which mitzvahs apply to Yisrael. And if it's only said once, it only applies to Yisrael after Matan Torah.
Uh-huh. So historically speaking, according to the Rambam,
it could have been that they were mitzvah until Matan Torah. Maybe, but after Matan Torah, what's the rules? So if something's not Nemar V'Nishnei, so it's only to Klal.
So what's the Rambam coming Lafuge in the Pirush Mishnayos? What's the other possible Havana?
That may be some focus that you're doing in the Chachamim. Okay, Shem Shnayis.
I don't understand.
Moshe asked,
according to the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, what's the pshat in Nemra v'lo Nishnes? That's only binding on Pnei Yisrael. How does the Rambam Perush Mishnayos explain?
Or how is it binding on Pnei Yisrael?
Right. Okay. I mean, if all of our mitzvos and sivuim are based on Matan Torah, how could it be Nemra v'lo Nishnes is binding upon us? It was never repeated at Har Sinai.
It was repeated. It just wasn't written that way in the Torah.
What do you mean it was repeated?
We don't have it. It's not beferish in the Sukkim that it was repeated, but it was repeated by Moshe and Har Sinai. Just that in the cloud in Joshua Sukkim, how do we know where it was repeat
There was another tzibur.
Never the Lomishis is not it was repeated or it wasn't repeated. It's how was it written in the Torah.
And that says it wasn't the Azhar was not Mishnah. But that doesn't mean that the mitzvah itself isn't
that's
Mishnah.
It's not a yeah.
The Gemara says.
The Azhara is the mitzvah. The question is details. The Azhara, that's what we're talking about. Alzem Adonin. Whether they were Musar again. Okay, that's an excellent question. I don't know how to answer
the question. According to the Rambam, then, in this Hezbollah, what's the Machlokes Tanaim and Kulin? Because that sounds like we're just saying, instead of Har Sinai and written bin Koma, versus when you really say, no, it's Ma'ash there, bin Koma.
Right.
That's what you were asking.
That's what she was talking about. Here's the question.
He quotes here, the Maritzchias quotes the Shotar Rashbash.
Yeah.
Shekasa, v'yipnei zeh hutzichu l'itstavos od pam al shev mitzvah sinarach, mishun dekayim alon, v'mitzvah shnei b'nei noach, v'lo nishtes v'sinei v'yisrael nemer v'lo l'bnei noach.
Good.
Im lo nitztavu od pam lo hayo l'chov rak v'yisrael v'vad. V'yipnei zeh hutzichu l'itstavos od pam, v'mikri nemer v'nishnis.
Okay. That's just to be obligated by Noach. Okay, we'll come back to that. I don't know how to answer that question right now. That seems to be a good question. Okay, either way. So that's the discussion in terms of whether the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are still binding upon us b'zman hazeh. Good. Now, Tosfos is bothered by Kasha. Well, the Gemara seems to assume that Bnei Noach are not mitzvahim peravu. Where does that assumption come from? Tema. Maybe they're actually obligated in Peruvu, and you'll tell me it's not on the list. No, it's a kumva asei and kumva asei lo chashiv. So those are the teretz that since Peruvu and hashchas zera are interconnected, that anyone who's mechuyev in Peruvu memela is also mitzuva in hashchas zera. That should have been basis to be listed on the. A list of Zion mitzvahs, but Noach, it should have been what, the eighth mitzvah. And for the fact that it wasn't, the Gemara knows that Goyim are not mitzvah, Bnei Noach are not mitzvah in Peruvu. So all the Achronim in the back, the Marshal, the Marsha, and the Mishnah Melech quotes other Achronim who ask on Tesis, why does Tosa only ask this Kasha by Peruvu? Tosa could have asked this Kasha also when the Gemara asked about Mila. The Gemara said, isn't Mila an example of something that's Nemra, Venishnes, and nevertheless, Bnei Noach are not mitzuvah and Mila. Why didn't Tosfos ask, who says Bnei Noach are not mitzuvah and Mila? Maybe they are mitzuvah and Mila. Why was it Pasha to Tosfos that Bnei Noach are not mitzuvah and Mila, but it wasn't the Pasha to Tosfos that they are mitzuvah and Peruvu? Why is Tosfos wait to ask the Kasha? L'chor, he could have asked the Kasha even by Mila. So the Achronim give different explanations as to why it's more obvious, or at least also obvious, that Bnei Noach are not Mitzuvah and Mila. So the Marshal, over here, on the Testament Beis, gives two explanations as to why it's Pashit that Bnei Noach are not Mitzuvah and Mila. What was the assumption of the Gemara? And therefore, Tosis didn't ask the question, because apparently this was so obvious. Aval mila lo kashamidi. Ma'achar she'onsha karis, ve'ein onesh below azhara, kirisim sechaz makos, shenemar kol chavi krisis ein tzrichan azhara, shari pesach umila, imkei nikra lo sasei. So we're not getting into exactly what the raya of the marshal is from the Gemara Makos, because at first glance it's shver. There was a way to explain it, maybe. But what the marshal seems to be saying is that the mitzvah of Mila also has an element of lo sase, an element of ashara, and that is to not be rotolomer shlo lahashos and bar losim, to not remain in aral. So kayadua, there's a major machlokas rishonim and achronim how to understand the nature of the mitzvah of Mila. Is the mitzvah of Mila the hasaras ha'arla, the act, the maisa Mila? Is it having the status of being mahul? So those are the two mainstream havanos in the mitzvah. Is it the maisa mila or the status of being mahul? Without getting into the details of the nafkaminas and the marmakomos, the marachor zarua, tosis rid, v'chulei. I didn't get a chance to look this up, but I remember Rav Zevin in the Isha Meshitos actually quotes from the Ragashavar that he assumes that both of those dinim are true. With respect to Mila, that it's the Hasaras Ha'arla and the status of being Mal, those are part of the mitzvah. Mila is actually a third din, and that is to not be an Ara. Meaning the Maisa Mila is one mitzvah, Lios Mal is the second part of the mitzvah, and the third part of the mitzvah is to not be an Ara. So I didn't, the Rezevin didn't give the Mar Malkum, I didn't get a chance to try to search in Trumos or Kilayim where this Rogu Shomer may be, because definitely not in Hilchas Mila, that's for sure. But either way, wherever he's coming from, the Marshal seems to be assuming that way as well. That part of the Mitzvah Mila is, aside from the positive commandment to do the Maisa Mila, there's actually a Lo Sase element, Shalola Hashosin Bar Lassam, and that's why the Gemara was assuming that B'nai Noah are not Mitzuvah in Mila, because if they were Mitzuvah in Mila, it certainly should have been on the list of Shav Mitzvahs B'nai Noah, because Shalola Harshoshim Bar Losim is a low sasei, and that should have been enough basis to be on the list. The Marshal gives a second Teretz, so we're not going to get into the Marshal in the interest of time, the second Teretz. But that seems to be, the Marshal seems to be assuming Yesod in terms of the Havana of the nature of the Mitzvah of Mila. The Marshal, over here, says to look in the Marshal, and he gives his own teretz. He says, "Oh, nira lomar." Again, why was it so obvious to the Gemara and to Tosfos that B'nai Noach are not mitzuvah and mila? He says, "The mishum hachi lo kashelu gabi mila hachi mishum de b'mila hachi parch de init stab B'nai Noach ala mila." If B'nai Noach were in fact obligated to do bris mila, if B'nai Noach were actually mitzuvah in Bris Mila, so then when we are in control of Eretz Yisrael and their B'nai Noach living in our midst, we would be obligated, we would force them to fulfill their mitzvah of Mila. V'ger Toshav Shehuzkar B'Torah, D'hainu Shekibul Ha'Sheva Mitzos. And the Ger Toshav, who we know is a Ben Noach, who is Mekabel in front of a Beis Din, that he's going to observe the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Hech Efshar Limtso So, Deha Chayiv Beis Din Locho So Gam Lomel. So I'm not sure exactly what his question is. It sounds like what he's saying is that you're never going to have a Ger Toshav is obligated in Zion Mitzvos, because really there are eight Mitzvos. There's an eighth Mitzvah of Mila that we're going to force him to be... to accept upon himself, to do to himself. We're never going to have a Ger Toshav as Mechuyev in seven mitzvos, and we know, somehow we have a tradition, that Ger Toshav is Mechuyev in seven mitzvos, not eight mitzvos. I'm not exactly sure what the Marsha is bothered by with the Ger Toshav shtickle, but what the Marsha says is, we would be obligated to be malim. And Lomat Sinu, in Jewish history, that Kishaisa Yodenu Tkifa, that we forced B'nai Noach to do Bris Mila. So that's how the Gemara knows, says the Marsha, that's how the Gemara knows that B'nai Noach are not mitzuva in Bris Mila. So 2 points. One is the Mishnah actually quotes the Marsha, that long Ben Hazman and Mishal Melch. He assumes that the Marsha is right and wrong. He's right in his assumption, and he's wrong in terms of his historical accuracy. I don't know how the Mishal Melch knows this, but he says, yeah, Taka, they are mitzuva in Mila, Ger Toshav at least. Ger Toshav is mitzuva in Mila, and they would, we Taka forced them, when we were being the Kabbal Ger Toshav, we actually forced them to do Bris Mila. Not regular B'nai Noach, because the Gemara says explicitly that B'nai Noach are not mitzuva, but Ger Toshav apparently is mitzuva in Mila, and we actually forced them to do it. That's what the Mishal Melch says. Fascinating. Okay, don't know how to do that. And second of all, second point in the Marsha is the Marsha seems to be assuming that we're obligated to enforce the observance of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's his whole point. Kishahaisa Yadenu Tkifa, we would be obligated to enforce the observance of the Mitzvah Mila and Lo Matzinu Davar Zeh. So, at first glance, the Marsha is saying not such a big chiddush because it's an explicit Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Melachim Halacha Yud says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinichal Torah mitzvos el Yisrael shenemar mar shekilas Yaakov, v'lchol ha-rotzel esgar mishar umo shenemar kachem kager. Aval mishe lo rotze in kofen oso lekabel Torah mitzvos. The person doesn't want to observe the Torah mitzvos, if they're not Jewish, we're not going to proselytize, we're not going to force any conversions. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu l'mpi ha-gvur lochav es kol v'ay olam lekabel kol mitzvos shenetztav en Noach, v'chol mi ishe lo kibel yarek. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded in Piyag Vura Lochof es kol boi olam lekabel kol mitzo shenitzav in Noach v'chol misha lo kibol yehareg v'hamakabel osam hua nikra ger toshav v'chol makom v'tzarech lekabel av mefnei shlosha chavir v'chule. So Ram says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Mistama B'nai Yisrael kishe haisa yadeinu tkifa are obligated to enforce, to make sure that B'nai Noach are mekabel and observe the mitzvos that they're obligated in. So when the Marsha says that Kishayisa Yadeinu Tkifa, we'd be obligated to enforce Mila, and we don't find that, so therefore that's how we know that they're not obligated in Mila. L'chor, it's an Afna Rambam. What's unclear, though, is whether we would be mechuyev to enforce any punishment for refusing to observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach. Because the Rambam's Lashon is, V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu b'hi ha-gvur sh'lachov es kol b'ay olam l'kabel kol mitzvos sh'nistav v'noach v'chol mi sh'lo kibel yiharig. What does it mean, yiharig? Yiharig that, and we're mechuyev to put them to death? That's what I would have thought to say. But it could be sh'lo kibel yiharig. And like the Rambam says in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, that their B'nai Noach are mitzuva to set up their own court system, and Ger Toshav, they have to be done other Ger Toshav, other B'nai Noach. Maybe they would be the ones who are mechuyev to put them to death. It's unclear in the Rambam Yeharig who is mechuyev, but the Meshech Chachma assumes in Parshas Kiseitze that we're not obligated to enforce punishment of violation of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It's unclear in the Meshech Chachma. Mistama, he's not arguing in the Rambam, so he'd assume that we're mechuyev to enforce it. But in terms of the Onesh, we're not mechuyev to mete it out. Why? Because he's coming from the pasuk says Uviyata Rami Yisrael. Why does it say Yisrael? Sometimes it says Mikirbecha. So he says, without getting into the nitty-gritty details, he says, Mikirbecha would have had a mashmos, B'yartar Mikirbecha would have a mashmos, that we're even mechuyev to kill Geri Toshav who violate the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And that's not the case. The halacha is that only, he quotes the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim Yud Aleph, that Chayavim Beis Lazo Shoftim Le'elu HaGeirim HaToshavim, that they're supposed to be the Dayanim to judge each other. We have to make sure that they set up the court systems, but in terms of the actual judgment and the actual punishment that's meted out, that's mutal on the B'nai Noach, not upon us. And that's why it says, V'yatar Mi'Yisrael, Mi'Yisrael v'lo B'nai Noach, that we're only mechuyev to kill, to give Mises Basin to B'nai Yisrael, who violate Averus, their Chai Mises Basin. But the B'nai Noach, they're mechuyev themselves to punish each other. We're not mechuyev to punish them. In terms of enforcing and making sure that everything's running kedas u'kedin, that would apparently be mutal on us from the Rambam in Perek Ches, but in terms of the actual onesh, according to the Meshech Chachma, we're not obligated. One more nekuda, one more point. The Mishnah Melech quotes another teretz, and this is very interesting, he quotes another teretz from, I think it's from the Maranach. Another yishuv for this kasha on Tesis. Why does Tosis only ask the kasha in Peruvu, not on Mila? Right? Why is it obvious to the Gemara and obvious to Tosis that B'nai Noach are not Mitzuv and Mila? So he says, similar to everyone, that really Mila is also a lo sase. What's the lo sase? Because anyone who's mitzuva in the mitzvah of Mila is mitzuva in the iser of Meshichas Orla. To undo your bris mila is a lo sase, and anyone who's mitzuva in having a bris mila is mitzuva to not do meshicha to mimoshech arla. That's what the Mishnah Melech quotes from the Maranach. And since it's not on the list of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that's how the Gemara knows that they're not mitzuva in mila, because it would have been a lo sase that should have been on the list. So the Mishnah Melech proves from Gemara's Yevamos that the Isser Meshichas Arla is only an Isser Derabbanan. So he says a bunch of things, but Besoch Dvarav he says that it's Pashut that B'nai Noach are not Mitzuva in any Dinim Derabbanan. What's the Tokef of Dinim Derabbanan with respect to B'nai Noach? So even if the Maranach is correct that anyone is Mitzuva in Mila, Memela is Mitzuva also in Meshichas Arla, that wouldn't be Nogea to B'nai Noach because they're not Mitzuva in Yisrim Durabanan. So that Hanacha of the Mishnah Melech is not Muskam. I saw in Mincha Sasha, which is a fantastic sefer and has many beautiful Shtek Lachan B'nai Noach, and there's a new one in the new Mahadura, where he quotes the Shailas Achuvas P'nei Yoshua, which I think was the P'nei Yoshua's grandfather? P'nei Yoshua's grandfather. And he assumes in this tshuva quoted by Minchas Asher that B'nai Noach are actually mitzuva in mitzvos in Dinam Derabbanan.
The Mishnah himself said later that a whole list of cases are asmachta for the Rambam and they seem to sound like they're Derabbanan.
Correct.
All the Chayav Misa cases and the Kalayim and the Maki Yisrael.
The Mishnah Melech or the Lecha Mishnah?
Mishnah
Melech. Mishnah Melech assumes that there are smachtas,
yeah.
And they're only aser midrabanan.
That's what the Rambam means, Divrei Kabbalah by Maki Yisrael and Kalayan. That's what he says, because he doesn't accept the list pshat. That's what that's where he would assume that even when the Rambam says Chai Misa, could theoretically be a mamash Shafi Misa, even if it's outside of mitzvah, out of the list of the seven. But it must be everywhere else where you're not killed because it's only a smachta.
And therefore it's only Asur Midrabanan? Okay, you'll show me inside. Like you'll show me inside. Then it'll be a steer, right. Okay, either way.
Unless he means only that which... I don't know.
Either way, so the Mishnah Melech assumes that they're not Chayav and Mitzvah Midrabanan. This Shailah, without getting into where he's coming from, he is answering a Shailah about whether we're mechuyev to be concerned that by selling a behemoth to a guy, he's going to do sirus. But the Pnei Yeshua assumes that they're, Shalosh Shuvah Pnei Yeshua assumes that they're obligated to mitzvahs midrabanan. There's such a concept of mitzvah midrabanan by Bnei Noach. And the question is, what's that machlok is about? L'chora, I would have assumed like the Mishnah Melech, that if the whole tokif of dinam derabanan, especially according to the Rambam, is lo sasor, so then where does that obligation fit into to Bnei Noach? They're not mitzvah and lo sasor, so mehech tesi, they're mechuyev to listen to Chazal. But, you know, I love in terms of whether this relates to the Machlokas Rambam Ramban and what exactly is the nature of the obligation to listen to Chazal, also Mishmarti, Rashi and Beitza, and the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Maybe it depends on what the nature and what the basis for the obligation to listen to Chazal is. That will determine whether it's Shaykh to B'nai Noach as well. Okay, I love.